Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all review a wine from a winery you've never heard of that costs probably more than it should in Lake Sonoma Winery's Dry Creek Valley Zinfandel. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, I am joined by a Steelers team store wearing Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Good evening, folks. I don't have any foot or leg attire.
Why aren't you wearing football pants? You just get some Steelers football pants. You're not a true fan.
So
then.
Do you have on that yellow sweatshirt from before Same with one. The jersey on top?
Yep.
Yeah. You didn't Very go, classic. But you didn't Excellent job. Go to the game today. You just wore that around.
I think they did have limited fans in Jacksonville today. Yeah,
but you weren't there.
Florida lets. No. They probably had a full stadium in Jacksonville. Florida lets you do
Actually,
anything.
Actually, no. Put this on just for my friends.
Oh, you just Derns. Wear that around.
No, I just wore this here.
Okay. Oh, just here.
Yep.
That's nice.
So you don't have, like, Steelers socks?
Yeah. Actually, I do have a pair of Steelers socks.
See, I wouldn't have worn my really nice Franco Harris white Steelers jersey to a wine tasting program. I probably wouldn't have done that.
Are you worried he's going to spill?
I'm hoping he's going to spill. Oh. It's like when you had your barbecue fingers all over your pink shirt. That was pretty great. Also on the show tonight is the Triple B.
Good evening.
Scott just thought of that. He's like, oh, no.
Before we get started, I want to tell hysterical. You what Rob did
I love
today,
that pink
Scott.
Shirt, though.
What did I do today?
What did he do today?
So he went to Meijer.
Yes.
And he had to get a couple things.
Yes.
Do you know what he came home with? Three foam swords.
Rubber swords. Rubber
for
swords.
The Dern boys.
To beat the shit out of each other with.
Okay,
so,
I love it.
You said don't get Nerf guns, so I didn't.
I did say
I got
don't get Nerf
swords.
Guns.
Is this... This is like... Just something to play fight now? Or this is your Christmas presents?
Nah.
Christmas is a month away, so you would think that it would be a Christmas gift. Yeah. But Rob loves to buy them
they
gifts.
Scott, they were $3.99
yeah,
a piece.
Yeah, sure. I get it.
They were ecstatic.
Yes,
but
they were.
They did beat the crap out of each other. Everyone cried at least once.
Oh, yes, right.
Well, it's not a proper sword fight unless somebody gets injured.
Well, yeah, there's never... I mean, back in the days of the knights, somebody cried at the end. They were dead.
Well, usually they died.
That's true.
Screaming.
That's true.
Yeah.
Nevertheless.
Sapping's one of the more painful injuries you can have.
Speaking of painful injuries and screaming, on tonight's show, we have...
You didn't introduce me.
I did. If you had your headphones on, you would have
heard it.
You just, I can't do that.
I can't have my headsets on because Rob's voice is too loud in them. I'm sorry.
Yes, so you can actually hear me. Anyway.
I missed it.
On tonight's show, we have a winery. Mm-hmm. This winery is sneaky. First of all, I don't think you know about it, folks, because why would you? And it's on the same
you
vein.
You even got the name wrong.
Yes, it did.
What were we talking about earlier?
It's in the same vein of many wineries we've had before where we say, what the fuck is that? Well, I happen to know this is owned by Glen Ellen.
Oh.
They own this and Valley of the Moon, I believe. And this is Lake Sonoma Winery. And you go, say what? I said, Lake Sonoma Winery.
Say what?
Now, is Glen Ellen supposed to be meaningful to us?
Yes, it's in the bulk wine section in Magnums.
General, their budget.
We should all be very encouraged by this being owned by Glen Ellen.
Well, Glen Ellen will sell you 5 gallons of their wine
for $6.
No, for more like 30 cents. But this wine on the website goes for 35 of their American dollars because it is their Dry Creek Valley Zinfandel.
We love Dry Creek. It's hard. It's really hard for me to think about where we're going to be with this wine.
That's true. Now, Scott, you purchased this on wine.com.
$19.
So you didn't pay $35.
Didn't pay $35.
Have you ever seen it cost $35?
I've never seen it.
Well, anyway. There's
Is that,
that
why
too.
You got it? Because you hadn't seen it before?
Very definitely. It was, you know, one in our wheelhouse. We love Dry Creek Zins.
Yeah. Oh, they did, yes.
Yeah.
Scott, did this maybe have, like, you know, they have those three purple bottles on for the collector's boutique wines. Did it have that on there? It
was not a collector.
Didn't have that.
Didn't have that.
Oh. Also, you just never heard of it because it's just not known or popular.
Did it get some scores?
No.
It's probably going to be sold out in a week. Like everything else
right
on
now,
their website.
Right now, you can get a library of their wines, the Zinfandels, the 16, 17, and 18. All on their website for $35 a pop. So if you want a library of Lake Sonoma Winery, you can do that. So you might ask, once again, Rob, why are you, I don't want you to do this, but why are you guys doing this wine that nobody's ever heard of?
Why are we doing this wine nobody's ever heard of?
Because it's a Dry Creek Zinfandel.
And this is what we do.
Yep.
And maybe we should have heard of it.
Maybe.
Especially now that it's 35.
It's 35. 19.
Maybe. Possibly.
Or not.
We're going to like it.
Well, I think we'll
I'm
like
so
it.
Torn.
Hopefully, we'll like it better.
I think we need to write down our ratings before we smell it or anything.
That's true.
Because this is.
The scores of integrity.
It does have one rating, though, and I will talk about that one.
Well, if you've seen one rating, tell us it. Cause you
so the scores of integrity would be.
The whole thing.
Unlicensed is in the lead.
Are you?
Yes.
No, I won the last time.
No, you did not. False. It's you and I tied one time. I've won twice, and Becky won once.
Yeah, I've won once.
So you're, as they would say, bringing up the rear. Behind.
The caboose?
You got the caboose.
I haven't been really keeping track. It must be
you're
important to you.
You're at the back end of the dog sled.
Well, here's the thing. When we come back, I am going to go through that review. Because there's a lot to it. It's very important. Y'all say, wow, that's a primary, you know, thing to go with. This place scored it that and gave it that kind of review and recommendation. Well, where's my car keys? I have to go find it and buy it. Or not.
More where's my cell phone? Let me buy it on mine.com.
That's true. Well, nevertheless, folks.
Or you're fob to open your door. Or like the Buick commercial, you don't even need your key or fob. You just use your cell phone.
Let me put all my old sports apparel on so I can go shopping here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. Now, Lake Sonoma Winery. I said that name again so you would know what I was talking about. This wine.
I think he said it so he would know what he was talking about.
This wine got a silver medal.
Yes.
And was highly recommended by tastings.com.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yes. Not even the tasting
Tastings.com. They're British?
Who fuck knows? No.
Or is that the Malaysian site?
I don't know.
Is it that one guy in his basement?
It could be.
This is their.
There's no basement. They got kicked out of their parents' house. And they wrote, dusty ruby color, aromas of dried fig, blueberry, and graphite with a slight chewy, crisp, dry yet fruity medium bodied, and a smooth, brisk charcoal briquettes. Walnuts and crepes with sour cream finish with crunchy tannins and moderate oak flavor.
Hold on, wait, what? Crepes?
Yes.
Like the French?
Yes. Huh? Sentence structure is not in there. Yeah. a chewy, oaky Zinfandel. That's for Becky.
Beverage Tasting Institute. So they're a...
No, it's this tastings.com. It's the Institute. Yes.
They're part of the Beverage Tasting
Institute. It's in a strip mall. Anyway, well, silver medal, highly recommended, $32. How much do you think... How many points do you think that they provided this wine?
95 of their points.
Becky, how many points did they provide this wine? Silver medal, highly recommended.
I mean, I want to say 115, but I want to go with 93.
86 of their points. So, on tastings.com.
I really thought it was going to be like 110.
No.
You know, when you...
they're a bit priggish with their points, yes. This is wonderful. 86.
But yeah, so their little scoring system. So if it's 80 to 84, that's recommended.
What?
Bronze medal.
Jesus.
85 to 89, that's highly recommended. Silver medal. 90 to 95 is exceptional. Gold medal. 96 to 100, that's superlative. Platinum medal.
Platinum.
But you know,
it's not the Olympic scale.
They are not in the habit of everybody gets a trophy because if it's 79 or below, it's not recommended and no medal.
Wow. Well,
you don't get a participation trophy.
But it is kind of cool. The panelists, you know, they've got a little description of each of the panelists. And they, you know, at least if the bios are correct on the bevtest.com website, they're actually real people who work, own restaurants, run restaurants, general managers.
Okay.
So...
This is just tasting. This isn't the beverage tasting.
Well, that's there. But see, when you go from tastings.com and you say about us, who are we? Takes you to the Beverage Tasting Institute because
it's the Beverage Tasting Institute. It's them.
Well, there you go, folks.
This is what happens when we don't have an intern.
That's right.
It's kind of cool. I think so. I think it's kind of cool. They've taken real people out in the world and try to do what we do.
I think it's great.
You know, I think, you know, they came up with their own system of medals.
That's good. That's good.
It's kind of cool, but
it's not. So
we're better. I think we're better.
They basically came up with their own value price Hall of Fame.
They did. And $32 is not a value, but that's okay. In the glass, folks, this is dark. It's extracted. It looks like it's a pretty heady looking Zinfandel.
Yeah.
14.2%
alcohol. What's the ABV? Yeah.
14.2, yeah. Which is a little low.
Yeah.
And then you smell it. Elmer's glue.
Easy.
I'm just joking.
It did send a little bit of a chill down my spine when I smelled it. It's not Elmer's glue. It's the wet cement.
Yeah, I know. It is. There is a bit of a, whatever you want to call it.
Whatever that smell
is. Paper mache.
That went straight down my back. It went down my spine.
It is that. It's that.
Yeah.
It's that, not Elmer's glue, but the school paste glue.
Yeah, it's the liquid. It's that kind that comes off with a cap and has a brush on it.
Oh, I don't go that far. I'm going back to kindergarten, and you've got like the, when you the take stick? The lid off, it's got the stick in it, or you actually use a popsicle stick to dispense the ooey gooey glue. That's the smell.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't on the tastings.com.
They didn't mention that.
They said crepes.
That though, folks, just as the tip in. It's not when you actually smell. No. When you actually get into the aromas, it's raspberry jam, like a raspberry compote almost.
Yeah.
A little menthol, but not too
much.
It's
a little disturbing that you said just the tip in when you're describing your childhood glue.
It's like this. You just, on the top, you just rub.
You're a bad man.
Yeah, it's just,
is there something, maybe an orange in there?
I'll give you that. It unusually has like a citrus.
Mm-hmm. It does have a citrus, yeah. Maybe
maybe even orange.
Well, pink grapefruit kind of a fleshier thing though than grape. What the hell? Blood orange.
Maybe.
Which is so odd.
Nah.
It'd be odder if it was on the palate, but
well, yeah, it is unusual.
this whole nose is unusual.
I have a
serious question before we go on.
Blue.
Smelling this.
Yes.
Just the nose.
Just the nose.
Would you identify this as a red or would you identify this as a white if you were blindfolded?
Just because the tan, you know, you know the oakings in there and the...
You can smell the oaking?
Yeah, a little bit.
I wouldn't think this was a white wine.
I wouldn't think it's a white wine.
No.
I can't smell the oaking. That's why the citrus to me is pretty strong. That's where I was like...
Tangerine.
I don't know what I would... I don't know that I would know this was a red by the nose.
Definitely has a citrus component to it. One thing, though, with...
I can't smell the oak.
With dry... No, I don't smell much oaking. With Dry Creek, we're expecting maybe a
vanilla is what I get from the oaking. Sorry, with Dry Creek.
Peppery. A little more spicy than you might see some other places.
That we would expect on the palate.
Yes.
We love Dry Creek.
I know. Sometimes.
I mean,
whenever Rob said it was a dry, he was like giving me a couple of choices this evening. And I was like, what's Lake, what'd you call it? Sonoma Lake or something funny?
I don't know what it was. Lake of Sonoma.
Yeah. And I was like, what's that? And you were like, oh, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. And we were going to go with a different one. And then he goes, oh, wait, that's a Drag Creek. And we're like, oh, well, we have to try that.
Yeah.
We love Drag Creek.
Yeah. Should be Lake of Sonoma.
Dry Creek Vineyard. You named that as one of your standards on a recent episode. And I concur.
And it's cheaper than this. So here we go. We're going
to. Dry Creek's up there now.
The mid palate is missing. Someone stole the mid palate. But the finish is quite big.
The tannins are really nice in the finish.
Mm.
I was not expecting it to taste like this off of the nose. Were you all?
No, it's just, the mid. Maybe it's going to open up a little bit. Ooh, it's spice in the finish, but it is. It's not hot. That's cayenne, a peppery finish. Very peppery finish. Tastes like Dry Creek, but
nice little mocha too.
Yeah,
a nice little, almost more towards chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this is tasty
on the front palate. Absolutely, that's better. That's better. Wash through. That is tasty, isn't it?
It's a tasty SOB.
You can tell it's softened a little bit. It's a 16, folks, but this is what you're buying currently because no one will buy it. But I think there's a 17, 18 out there. But,
I'm going to point out a slight little flaw.
What's that?
It's been there on both my tastes. A little bit of sourness to the oak. Just a little bit of sour oak. Just a smidge.
Of sour. Mm-hmm.
Well, what I'll say though is the spice and the finish is mixed with a bit of heat too. I mean, it is a bit of heat
just
on the finish.
Yeah. Just a touch.
Yeah, it's nice, except for it is a little bit hot. Because spice isn't, this isn't supposed to be like a spicy chicken wing. It's a clean heat.
What's the spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's?
Yes.
It's like,
but it's a very clean heat. It's a radiating heat. It's not a burn. But it is a little bit much. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Heat with wine, when we're talking about heat, the alcohol is showing. This isn't alcohol showing, though.
This is... Yeah, I think the sour oak's a little more than the heat. I don't mind the heat on this.
I know. It's fine. It's a clean, radiating spice heat. Mm. It's a lot of it. It's about the spiciest that I've seen come and go.
In a while.
I don't mind the oak at all. As a matter of fact, I think it's minute in every way, shape, or form. It talks about it being oaky. Maybe it was oaky a year ago, but it's not showing it to me now.
Yeah, this is has quite a bit more heat than other Zins I'm trying to remember. It almost is leaning towards some of the pepperiness that we get out of Spanish wines. It's not there, but it reminds me of that because it is peppery.
You know, popped on the website, and you know what they say is on the nose?
Hmm. What?
Blackberry preserves, orange peel, and cola spice.
Cola spice, huh?
What's cola spice? Dr. Pepper?
I can see that.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
It has a bit, just a light spritziness to it. That was my first impression. Then it went away as you went, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they describe the oak.
It reminds me of a Dr. Pepper. Like when you smell it, like, okay, I can see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I missed the cola spice on it in the front, but
going
it's
back,
definitely
I can
there.
See that. Yep.
But the oak, and how they describe the oak is an oak overlay. And the way the oak blends with the tannins and the long finish, I like that descriptor. an oak overlay.
You mean it's framed? That's how I would say it. But
yeah. Well, see, but
shouldn't oak always be an overlay? Not always. I mean, we know that's not true.
No, but sometimes it's not just an overlay. It's a three thick plywood wall.
Oh yeah, that's true. Like a pine box.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've tasted it all, though. We've tasted pine saw. We've tasted.
I've tasted oakiness that had nails in it. By Jay Lohr.
Anybody surprised? I'm pleasantly surprised with this.
I am also.
Yeah,
and it's good.
It's another one where the palate doesn't match the nose.
No,
For sure. But, you know,
I'm surprised that you bought it and it's good.
Easy. The last few I've bought have been good. Usually the wine.com selections.
Rob's face.
I bring good things.
Good. When? Oh, I bring the Zorzal. You brought the Zorzal.
Yeah, I bring bad stuff from the Crozet on purpose.
Oh, one thing I want to set straight from last week's episode. Something might be confusing to people. A snake is not an amphibian. It is a reptile. You called a snake an amphibian, you twit.
There was just a big conversation about amphibians.
Yes, and there were no amphibians being referenced except for you referring to a snake as an amphibian.
And a duck.
I was being silly.
No, yes. You think that you...
Okay. No, I know what an amphibian is.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's the first thing out of your mouth. Often there's a... I find...
I think a lot of people came here for a science lesson.
No, I'm just saying... There's a big market in reptile amphibian humor. That's what I've been told.
It's huge.
It is.
It's huge.
Huge market.
Huge.
Yes.
Once you get past the small little hands that they have.
Yes. Which ones?
Snakes. And their small little hands.
So small. Yeah.
They're slithery. They have orange skin sometimes. Bad hair.
I hear
in little hands.
You know, strangely enough, there is a big market for this type of humor in Costa Rica. Unfortunately, no one listens to us in Costa Rica, so we're missing the boat.
Well,
I don't know.
Maybe you're missing the boat.
It's like California, Oregon. Is there a lot of humor that they like? Oh, amphibian reptile humor. Oh my god!
With little hands and orange
Scott
skin.
Scott made a play. It's not an amphibian, but he's talking about water and ducks. Erico. Just want to bring that up just in case anybody thought we were stupid. Well, nobody pointed it out last week.
Yeah, nobody listens to this show on a regular basis thinks we're stupid.
Nobody. That's something that I should have pointed out, and I felt bad about that. I just want to let people know. I know a snake is not an amphibian. There we go. So
nice. What if they have little hands?
Snakes shouldn't have hands.
Okay, Trump is somewhat shifty.
Oh,
but
him.
Yeah.
So, off the nose, just off the nose, what would you have rated this wine?
Off the nose.
Yeah.
Never really thought about that off the way, to be honest with you.
I mean, the nose isn't my favorite nose. It's not terrible. I mean, we've had things that smelled much, much worse.
It was interesting.
By Los Vascos. But
how would I score it off the nose?
What would I think it would score with a nose like that? Knowing that normally they don't match. 85, 84.
Yeah.
But it's like,
especially if I had gotten to the cola nose, I would think I would have gone like 83.
Mm-hmm. Cola can be a player in Zins.
It can be.
For sure.
And normally I don't like those Zins too much, but you know, this is, I'm thinking about, those dipshits at Federalist. You know, remember their Dry Creek? That got low 80s from you and I.
Did I don't remember that.
Deservedly.
I didn't have it.
Well, that's
that was a long time ago.
It's just and do people really like it? I don't know. People drink it. They, you know, they. Oh, I like the
Federalist. It's a very trendy wine.
Okay.
Guess what?
Drink. Drink Dry Creek Valley. Drink Segesio.
Yeah.
Open your eyes and have a glass of Turley.
Here's a question.
Hmm.
Or drink the Federalist then.
Who do you think has brought out a bourbon barrel Cabernet? Who do you think's done that?
Federalist.
No. Well, yeah. But no. Someone else. New to the scene.
New to the scene.
Of bourbon barrel.
They're not quite familiar. They got Yukon Jack barrels, but that's not... That's,
well...
Not...
Who?
Chateau Souverain.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. It's such a trend that I cannot wait for it to go away.
Chateau Souverain.
So, if we ever did a potpourri on like number one wine trends we wanted to die, that would be it.
Yes.
And so I took a different turn of recent. And we have a friend who, she's on board with drinking better wines now. But she was drinking the Mondavi bourbon barrel age stuff.
There's no, Scott, you can't come back from that. You're forever tainted if you drank those things.
No.
No.
You can make decisions.
No. No.
Listen, but...
You're canceled.
That No, you're not.
Yes, you're canceled.
Listen, our listeners...
It's wine cancel culture.
No.
Canceled.
Folks...
Canceled.
If you drank bourbon barrel age stuff, canceled. It's okay. You can...
No, you're done.
You can rise above it.
You can easily rise above it.
No, no, no. Get a cinder block, jump in a river. That's all I'm saying.
Rob, stop making jokes like that.
I'm not. I'm giving advice.
Stop.
So, that's like saying
what?
Your beautiful wife, Rebecca, the Triple B, could not overcome her start with wine.
She didn't drink bourbon barrel Zinfandel or bourbon barrel wines.
Well, it didn't exist then. It's a made up thing.
She wouldn't have.
Just like, you know, my start to wine was white Zinfandel, like everybody else in 1984.
Yeah, but I mean, 1984.
Yeah, whatever.
1971.
No, not
1936.
I was seven.
How did you do that? I mean, because it was illegal when you started drinking.
Obviously, it was legal when you started drinking.
No, prohibition. You were in prohibition. How did you do that? Speakeasies, isn't that what it was? You're a flapper. Da, 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 da. You're just dancing around
with my little hands.
Yeah, jazz hands, man. Yeah, you doing the Charleston?
Jazz hands.
That's right. I know.
But how many, like, what I, back to
what?
Becky's question.
What
the
was
nose.
Her question? Oh, the nose. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I would score this any higher for this nose. It's a decent, it's interesting. I like it, but it's not.
It was more of a shock to me how good the wine tasted with the nose it has.
The wine is good.
It really is a nice, easy drinker.
No, that's what it is. And occasionally... You'll get some, that's such a big, burly, beastly wine. Oh, it's too much for tonight. Oh, that wine is so light and insipid, and it's just not something I want to drink. This wine is just right. It's one of those wines that, yes, you know it's Zin. Oh, it's medium bodied. It has tannin. It has pepperiness. It has warmth. But it's not overdone. And it's not something that's going to beat your palate up either. It's going to give you lovely Zinfandel character. It's going to give you proper fruit. It's going to give you a front, a mid, and a finish. But all the time, being very pleasant and very drinkable.
Yeah, the mid's
a little
vacant.
A little lacking, but it's starting to show a little bit more.
But it's fine.
And it doesn't taste like a Bogle or one of those less expensive ones. It tastes better than that. Is it as good as the Dry Creeks or the Segashios?
No.
It's not because it's not... That style. It's not a bigger, full throttled. It doesn't taste like it's trying to impress you.
It doesn't. They didn't use wine concentrate to jazz us up. They didn't use wine concentrate to give this a bigger mouthfeel.
No,
it's. I'm not, like you said. It's medium body, but it's a little on the leaner side of the Zinfandels we usually drink and that we expect from Dry Creek, but it's fine.
It doesn't taste overtly concentrated, yes.
Not at all. But what I'm getting at, I'm not saying it's lean, but it's more towards the lean side compared to the other Dry Creeks we know and love. But it's fine. It's an apt comparison.
Well, the alcohol level's 14.2. It's not some sort of 15.5, I want to take you out back and beat you over the head with a shovel alcohol level. It's a reasonable alcohol level. Everything about it is reasonable.
If we were... out at a new little diner.
Oh, sure.
And we saw this in the menu.
Yeah,
we'd buy it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And is it overtly complex? It's. Yeah, I wouldn't say that. But the finish is definitely worthy of
appreciation. So I would disagree with you that I would not pay a restaurant price for this.
I don't know what they would be charging.
Well, let's say Wine.com, it's $35. What would you be paying for this? That's what you said. $35.
No. That's Lake Sonoma Wineries.
That's price. Their price. Yeah.
Okay.
So Wine.com is $19.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you know.
So if it's, let's go with $35. Okay. You go to a restaurant, this is 50 plus.
No.
41, 42.
Yeah,
max.
35, 41. But where, what I'm saying.
Where do you see a $6 markup in wine?
They're not going to pay. No. They're going to get it for. This is an $18 wine. It's never $35.
So
the price paying
you
that.
Would be willing to pay $41 plus for this?
Well, what else are they selling?
Yes, that's what I'm saying is there's you're looking at the wine menu and they've got the shit you see everywhere that's not any good. And this is there. You go, hell yeah, I'm going to buy that
but
again.
But if St. Francis Old Vines ends there, no, I'm going to buy St. Francis. Segesio, I'm going to buy
St. Francis. I'm going to
Segesio. Yeah.
Creek, right.
Yeah, but those are Hall of Fame great
right.
wine.
Well, the only point I'm making on this is that it is a Dry Creek Zin, but it is like lower tier.
But it's good.
I'm with
we've
you
had that. No, sure. we've had Scott and I have had low tier Dry Creek Zin, and you have too. It's called Fry Brothers. What? That's low tier. What? What do you mean?
Okay,
that tastes like vomit.
No, that's like bottom rung.
But that's expensive. That's more expensive than this.
Oh, it's significantly more expensive than this.
Another one. The Federalist is like $34. It's terrible.
Yeah, it really.
I mean,
yeah.
This is as good as Zanon, I think. I think this is as good as Zanon.
No. I got to say no.
I know you don't think
I got to disagree. Zanon, for one, has a bigger body. Zanon's the real deal.
This is the real deal for. I mean, it's not an elite wine. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about a solid wine. We're not talking about something that is a Hall of Fame wine. No Hall of Fame.
Sure.
Or is it? It's it's a solidly done, enjoyable wine.
I think that's a good point that I was originally making. That this is a good wine. It doesn't deserve accolades.
It does not.
I've
had so many slapdick things in the world.
We have. But... this is just a really nice, fine Dry Creek Zin.
Yeah.
It doesn't deserve praises.
It does, too.
It does not.
Well,
it
does.
It's not spectacular.
No. It's not life-changing.
No.
But it is
my life is better now that I did it.
Shut your face.
I feel.
It is certainly a fine wine to drink.
Yeah. And that's fair.
My life and it would be the same after tonight.
That's your face.
That's true because your wife's probably going to end your life.
No, well, that's true. But hey, if this is my last wine on earth, so be it.
Oh, please.
97 from Rob the Wine Guy.
A platinum medal.
No. I give
titanium.
I give out ribbons like the county fair. This gets what's the seventh place? Because all those fucking kids get
green,
one.
I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, kid, there's eight people that showed their lamb, and you got seven because you're a dipshit. So here you go. Here's a ribbon.
Not as bad as the eighth place.
That's true. What'd they do? They came out.
You got that wrong. There's eight people that showed their lamb. You get ninth place.
Yeah.
That was your joke.
And you still get a fucking ribbon.
Yeah.
You participated.
Tenth.
Here's a golden ribbon.
So you would give this a participation trophy?
What did you do? Kill the lamb?
And our eighth contestant, Timmy...
Oh, my God.
With the lamb that only had three legs.
Let's move on to
He's actually riding the lamb.
Tenth place for Timmy.
Let's move on to our
10th place for him.
Wait a minute. He has salami. What is he doing?
Stop. Let's move on to our potpourri.
We will, folks.
And Timmy, why does your lamb not have a fourth leg? Well, we were hungry.
That's right.
Grandpa likes leg of lamb.
So, folks, with that grotesque image in your mind... We're going to take a break.
What's grotesque about leg of lamb?
Well, when you rip the leg off the lamb...
You can't talk about meat too much on air, please. Go ahead.
That's true. Nevertheless, I keep getting interrupted. Mm-hmm. But we will be right back. Here on The Wine Vault.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love The Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about The Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And, folks, we're back. On tonight's potpourri, we have a simple segment that we're going to do. Each one of us is going to give an award, okay, to who they determine to be the asshole of the week.
Oh.
So, where to start? It's very simple. You're going to choose someone out there that you think is a total fucking asshole. Now, it can't be me. That's the first thing. Just go with that. Can't be me.
You kill all the fun out of everything.
Can't be me. It's too easy. So that's low hanging fruit. I want you to, reach higher. The asshole of the week. It could be for 4 years, whichever. Trump was also off the table.
Yeah,
because he's just a piece of shit.
Well,
fuck that guy.
It's just too easy.
Is it?
Actually, it'd be a little more difficult unless you're just going to pull out tweets, because he's been not on the Fox News. He's not been making appearances. He's not really been talking in public.
Just been golfing.
That's true. Well, he's got stress. So, Triple B, your asshole of the week.
Don't say me. This is James Suckley, and I did not review this wine, so I know an asshole of the week.
Mine will be football related. I was just complaining about Dabo.
Dabo?
Yeah. He's Clemson's coach.
Dabo Sweeney.
Yeah. He flew a COVID positive symptomatic player on the team airplane to Florida State.
Dumb, dumb.
And then got upset that Florida State didn't want to play his team. And not only was it a COVID positive symptomatic player, it was an offensive lineman who many view that to be the riskiest position to play because you're constantly smashed up against someone else's face. So, and then he just railed against Florida State, made it out to be like they had forfeited, that they were scared to play Clemson, whatever. So I would say,
They were going to lose, but that's not
the point. Well, you know what? Who cares?
Yeah, I know.
The other thing that I would say that makes him the asshole of the week is that they didn't have
Dabo
strict enough protocols in place to keep his, like, future first round, number one draft pick, future franchise quarterback Trevor Lawrence from getting COVID. And I know it was mild, but they had no way of knowing that ahead of time. Trevor Lawrence takes all of his classes online. He lives by himself. There's no excuse for him to have gotten COVID, and it doesn't really look like any of the other players around him got it. So I just feel like his leadership and his, like, he makes himself out to be like he's this good old boy and like such a strong Christian and like cares about people. But he's like not really any of those things at all, which I feel like is extra terrible.
We got to understand Dabo.
What? You don't need to mansplain it to me.
Well, I'm not. That would be me saying what you mean. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that. Dabo said that Jesus will protect them. He said that.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
They don't have a race problem. They have a sin problem.
Oh. He sounded too much like a cousin fucker when he was saying it, though, so I couldn't understand.
Yeah. So. I just feel like when someone like him, where they try to be like they're a good old boy and they get along with everybody and they're like rooting for you, but they're actually not at all, that's like the worst kind of person. You know, like some people you know are an asshole, but you're like, it's fine. I know they're an asshole. I know what I'm getting myself into.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that would be my asshole of the week.
It's a good choice. Okay. That is a good choice. Fascinating to say what Scott will actually say. Aren't you, like, if you're, like, sitting here and going, let me psychoanalyze Scott, then your brain just explodes.
No, the other thing is Dabo talked to several other coaches that agree with him.
Who?
That they should have been able to play, which is probably not true. And also,
Hugh Freeze at Liberty.
Right. The other thing is,
right, Jesus.
The other thing is they're football coaches, not medical professionals.
Man, that Hugh Freeze there at Liberty, he said that I was good. And I was like, yeah, man. Like, Jesus is going to protect us. Hey, yeah, man. You got a bag of cash. I'm going to give it to my receiver. Yeah, yeah, motherfucker, yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Next.
Scott. Asshole of the week.
Rudy Giuliani.
You're taking mine. Rudy.
He's like the loser of the week.
He's a fucker. He's so pathetic. What a twat that guy is.
Take the time to get some of the transcripts from some of his presentations to the judges in these election fraud cases.
Scott, the fact is that bastard has just lived a year too long. If he just died a year ago, he wouldn't have like looked like this big of a piece of shit. I mean, you know.
Allegedly, he's billing Trumpy $20,000 a day.
I hope so.
You know what's hilarious, though? I saw someone on Twitter said, I can't
wait till
when
that
I had to think about, they were like, at what price would I sell out for? And they were like, $20,000 a day sounds good. So would I be willing to make a fool of myself for $20,000 a day?
I have it memorized, and I was trying to find the article that had some of the transcript between him and the judge, but... he's using some 50-cent word, and he gets up and starts to, you know, do his little presentation on the case, and he starts to talk about the word, and the judge stops him and says, "You do know what that means, right?" And he said, "Well, no, not really. I don't know what that word means."
Yeah.
And the judge corrected him.
Yep.
And said, "Sir, you're arguing against your own case," because he didn't know.
Yeah, the word you're using. The is word. Not. Yeah.
He's just a winner. He's just a winner. No, he's a loser.
Yeah. I think we've talked about this on air, but I did a deep dive on him because Rob told me that he dated his second cousin, and I didn't believe him.
He was married to a second cousin. He's a cousin fucker.
That's had no kids, but it's accurate.
And that was when he went through the prostate cancer.
Yeah, that's right, because he...
That's when it all came out,
in his divorce, he said that he was impotent. And so they had never consummated
No,
marriage.
You should watch...
Borat.
No.
well, he was trying to work on his impotency.
It was...
with a alleged 15-year-old.
Last Week Tonight.
Oh.
He does... John Oliver. Is that, He does. He has a whole episode just on Rudy Giuliani, and it's fucking great. Fucking great. You should all watch that. It's fantastic. I'm sure you all have. Go on YouTube. It's all there. It's great. I've watched it like 3 or 4 times. It's just the best in the world. But my asshole of the week, and there are a lot of them. I mean, there's just a lot of assholes. One would be, well, then again, I'm a bit of an asshole, so it's kind of hard for me to say somebody's an asshole. But still, Steve Bodie.
No, doesn't it make you an expert?
Takes one to know one.
Makes me a hypocrite. You know. Boy, I was going to say Rudolph Giuliani.
Were you really?
Oh, hell yes. He's the asshole of the week.
I see.
Because he's an asshole because he's made himself an asshole.
But I don't even give him any mind time because it's like so pathetic.
What is pathetic?
And when he had that sideburn dye running down his face.
He put beef stock in his hair and it melted and then it was running.
It was so funny. And it's like, remember when you were America's mayor after 9/11 and now you were like, an embarrassing person.
Yes, but soon thereafter, after he was out of office, he was doing like a AMC movie. He was like the host of a mobster movie marathon. So when you say, why is Rudolph Giuliani pimping himself out like he is currently, it's because he has nowhere else to go. He's probably also going to be under indictment. And so therefore, Trump could pardon
him. Robert De Niro would play him in the movie.
I don't think Robert De Niro wants anything to
no,
do with
it. No, he did. He was laughing. He was like, oh, God.
Not this part. It would stop somewhere towards the end. No. My asshole of the week. Boy, I was going to say Rudolph. You bastard. Scott is my asshole of the week for taking Rudolph Giuliani.
I have another asshole of the week.
What's that?
I mean, it's football related too, but so we don't have to go into it. But I think that it's fair for you to give it to Scott. Plus, you wore his mustard yellow outfit.
I was Ben Roethlisberger. Loving it.
No,
I'm the asshole of the week because
Bengals organization.
Well, you guys, teams lost. My team won, so I wore my gear over.
Hmm.
The same.
Who'd you beat?
Uni. that I wore last time with an extra layer.
Who'd you beat?
Apparently a MAC team, after all.
I don't know who they are.
Jacksonville.
Yeah. Oh, you played
Jaguars.
See, I don't care. I'm sad that Joe Burrow, because I like Joe Burrow, blew out his knee. Somebody blew out his knee. I don't like that at all. And my son, Henry, loves Joe Burrow, and it upsets me that he hurt his knee. But the Bengals lose. The Bengals have always fucking lost, so it doesn't bother me that they lost. We were going to lose anyway, Scott. They lost when they walked on the field. They really did. Although they really lost when Joe was destroyed.
They would have probably beat the Washington football team. Yeah.
Well, they were playing well, but I don't think they would have beat them. Alex Smith looked decent.
Yeah.
He did.
But he's probably not as good as Joe Burrow.
Now here's
even with a bad knee.
Here's a question. I have a question. Moving
but
on, though.
The point of me wearing this and being the asshole of the week was because...
You are the asshole of the week, yes. Right.
The Ravens went down again to a team that my team beat.
Wow.
So that's like a little head-to-head thing.
So awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
And didn't the Bengals beat the Titans? Yes, they did. So
they wouldn't win.
They did. So that being said, you know... Here's the question, Becky. We have a lot of Turley, naturally. But do we have the Whitney Vineyards?
I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, it does.
It's in Napa Valley.
Yeah, it's in Napa Valley. Whitney Vineyards. Scott, you've had that recently. You had the 15, didn't you?
The 16 is delicious.
And how's the 15, Scott?
It's not very good, is
it? It's spritzy. Scott, off the air, said that it was an inferior wine.
Never did.
And it was spritzy.
Disappointing.
And it was named after Larry Turley's less brilliant daughter, Whitney.
Actually, that's what you said.
You
what
said
is
that.
Whitney? Have we done a Google research on Whitney?
Well, she works for Turley now.
Hmm.
She works underneath her sister, Christina. But she's not a master sommelier. Younger than don't look, Scott. Scott be like, oh.
I did
she's 17.
She was just 17.
Yeah, I saw Warrant CDs in your car. That was unusual.
No.
Warrant?
Yes. She's my cherry pie. That's disgusting.
Her Instagram is private, but her name is Tennessee Turley.
Can I put this out? She's in marketing for Turley. Why would her Instagram... It shouldn't be private, should it? Yeah. And I was going to say, that's part of what she does. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
Purchased in... So this small estate-owned pre-prohibition vineyard, so that's going on nearly 100 years old. Old vines.
Well, they haven't had it for 100 years.
Purchased in 2009. Mm-hmm. The Whitney, Tennessee Vineyard. Mixed planting as well. Small amounts of Petite Syrah, Carignan vines throughout.
And it tastes like butthole,
so they're going to be
Scott
field
said.
Harvest. No.
Yes, you said
that's
it
what
you're saying.
You
taste
oh, Larry
it.
Has four daughters.
Four daughters.
Yeah, right. It tasted
no
like it was, you said it was tasted like it was filtered
no
through a hobo's socks.
No wonder I'm on the advance sale and you're not.
Oh, God. Did you buy any Cabernet? Dry.
I did.
I forgot. I got the allocation, then I forgot, and then I went in 2 days later. It was all sold out.
It's sold out.
It's all right.
I
got enough of that. I can
day I got so. The offer, I...
How much did you get? What, three
diddled
bottles?
Around, just the three.
Yeah.
I diddled around on the upscale. Is it Library? What's the other cab that was offered?
No, the Monticello and the
Monticello.
Dragon. Yeah, I've had those other ones. They're okay. I mean, they're not great.
Before I could pay, the Monticello was gone.
Yeah, they're not worth buying, though. They're not elite. I mean, they're really not. Okay. $60, there's a lot of things you could buy that are better.
Okay. Have you had it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. I've had them. And they're good, but they're not... They're not that memorable. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I wish I'd been able to get one.
Nah, you're not missing much. It's not, they're good calves. It's just they're not something where you go, oh, my God, my life has changed. It just isn't.
Well.
It's not. They're okay. They're
let's
not.
Be honest. What California calves do that?
Storybook. Storyteller. No.
Change your life so much you lost.
I'll tell you what,
your
the
mom.
2011 ZD Cabernet did that.
Yeah.
That was pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
There are ones out there. The Hidden Ridge was really good, Scott.
The Hidden Ridge was really
Saint
good.
St. Francis Reserve was really fucking good.
Yeah.
That was the Zin, but, though. That was really good. That's dry.
Life changing?
Yeah.
That Zin? That was pretty close to life changing. So, folks, with that, we're going to take a break. And be right back so Becky can give this wine a 74 here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. The 2016 Lake Sonoma Winery Dry Creek Valley Zinfandel. Now, I know the Triple B has something to add. She mentioned that I'm an amateur, so I have something to add to my asshole of the week. But still, nevertheless.
That's so mean.
No, I know. Triple B actually had another complaint. It's more of Becky's corner, though.
Although it is Becky's corner.
It is.
So today, I wanted to watch the Ravens-Titans game, and it wasn't on our local CBS channel. So we have Dish Network here, and that's Rob's choice, mind you. So I go on and I'm chatting because I'm trying to figure out, like, can I buy NFL ticket? Can I, like, buy, like, pay-per-view the game, like, something? Can we do something, right? So I message them, and they don't offer any kind of NFL pass. Nothing. That's like a DirecTV thing. That is not a Dish Network thing.
So a real digital cable provider.
Right.
Well, they did have the market only on DirecTV for many, many years, but I thought it had opened up. I thought that exclusive deal was gone.
It might be with
someone
else. And
Dish was going to have it too, I
Dish
thought.
Dish has nothing. They referred me to my local channels to watch the game.
You can watch your local channels for
and
your
then
football.
I saved the message that they sent me back with a... They must have something where it's like, don't ever let your answer just be no. You know, like, make sure there's a positive. So they responded, said, Dishscapes brings you a variety of nature scenes, fine art, and original dishscapes. You can explore as many places as you want free for 1 month with this offer starting today. Regular price is $5.
Are the Ravens and Titans playing in any of those scapes?
That's what they offered me instead of an NFL game.
Like nature shit?
Why would you pay $5? I feel like what they were offering me is like a computer screensaver.
Yeah. You can just fucking go fucking outside.
Man, for $5.
I can go outside
that's
for free.
Stupid.
Fuck you. Assholes of the week, Dish Network. We're listening to Dish music right now.
Well, and in the guy's defense, it kind of, what, he didn't have a chance to make you happy.
No, he sure didn't.
He just didn't have a chance. He wasn't going to be able to get you the game.
He really didn't do a good job.
He was like, let me spin the wheel of what the offers are. Boop. Okay.
That's like wine.com level service, customer service right there.
It's like Jeff from wine.com moonlights on.
Man, I was saying nasty things about on Facebook about wine.com. I realized everyone can see what I post. I went, ooh. I was very professional.
Uh-huh, sure.
They still haven't answered me. Mm-hmm. They just start sending shit.
Who saw it?
They answered you.
Yeah.
They answered you.
Shakespeare and Phil. No, they didn't.
You got $50 off.
$75.
Nice. So you got another $25.
And they fixed their website.
Yeah, it's all fine now.
It's better now.
Yeah.
And
they could have just said, look, we're fucked up. By sometime in November, it should be better. It was even like late October. But they could just say that, dumbasses.
They did say that.
They fucked themselves bad.
It was...
No,
I was stern.
In the middle of a pandemic.
I'm stern. Oh, fuck
them. You were mean.
Fuck them.
No, we love them.
I know.
They do a great job.
Now.
They had a blip on the radar.
That blip was pretty bad, man.
Well.
That was a drip.
Oh, my gosh. You couldn't get
Amazon.
You can't get wine for 2 weeks.
I know.
Two weeks?
Whatever.
Never even.
Whatever will we do?
Ridiculous.
Poor man.
Ridiculous. Nevertheless.
I would have thought that the asshole of the week would have. One of the votes would have been the FedEx guy that tried to get in your house. I realized that
He's
was a couple weeks back.
Die next time he comes to this house.
Well, at least we know who murdered him. So, the Lake Sonoma Winery Dry Creek Valley Zinfandel. Triple B.
You know, I've been reading a lot of murder mystery novels, and that look that was just on Rebecca's face, I think I read that in a book somewhere. I'm a little scared right now.
Well, at least you're not reading Harlequin novels and said that look in Becky's. Okay, never mind.
All right.
So.
Wow.
So.
Mm.
This wine is fine for the price of $20. I would not pay $35 for it.
No way.
No one does.
Except if they buy it off the website, they do.
They have a lot there.
Yeah, nobody's
nobody's doing that.
So
you better really like that if you're buying from the
sure.
website.
I can't find it. What am I going to do? Drink something else. I got to buy it for $35.
So there's I'd like to finish discounts. Giving my review.
Okay, go ahead. Please. Please.
Anyways.
The last word spoken by the wine guy.
I know. Like we said before, the nose, I think my review of it would have been like low 80s based off the nose, but it was a very pleasant surprise drinking wine. Mm. Very nice. You know it's a Zin. You know it's from Dry Creek.
You do.
It doesn't hold a candle to some of my favorites from Dry Creek, but that's fine. I mean, it exceeded my expectations knowing the other offerings that this winery has.
They have an Alexander Valley Cabernet.
Really?
For $35.
Can you buy it on wine.com?
Yes, but I'll stick to Ferrari Carano for $35.
So, I thought the tannins were nice. I don't know if I could drink like a bottle of this. I don't know if this would be like, it just is hard to rate this very high because you know other things in the same, at the same price point from the same area that like this doesn't hold a candle to Dry Creek's in. And that's, it doesn't. And that's, that makes it difficult to score. So I'm going to give it an 86. I think it is a very nice wine. I would drink it again. I would be interested, like you said, in the Alexander Valley Cabernet. I wouldn't like rush out to buy cases of it, but perfectly fine, solid.
I'm not buying that. It's like mid 20s, isn't it? There's this little winery called Rodney Strong that has an Alexander Valley Cabernet that I really like. And it's
but
23.
I would be willing to try it just to see what it's like.
Was somebody else buying?
Anyways, go ahead, Scott.
That's the problem with this winery, though. I'll say that. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I don't need you to argue my score. Thank you.
No, I'm a little higher, but
like we know that.
Between an 86 and 87, I am going to go with the 87. It's an interesting wine. The nose is interesting. All in total, I'm going to give it an 87. There's couple reasons it's not higher than that. And 86 is a perfectly good score. It's just not higher than an 87. It's not 88.
Yeah.
You think so? It's not as the body's fine. It's medium. Mm-hmm. It's disjointed isn't fair. There's just a little void in the mid palate. There's fruit.
But it's not that big of a wine overall. It's
the star of this is the way the tannins and mm-hmm. that, as the winery describes it, the oak overlay on the nice, lengthy finish. It's not the longest finish, but it's a pretty damn good finish.
Mm-hmm. It's a long finish. Yep. For a wine like this, it is.
It really
for
is.
For a Zinfandel from Dry Creek from a winery nobody's ever fucking heard of.
It's a really nice finish.
From Glen Ellen.
I would say it's almost... if you talk about a long finish, it's almost a classically long finish. Just the way it's so balanced, and then it just goes away to that nice little spicy finish.
The finish belongs in a higher end wine.
It really does. It yes. really does. That's the star of the show. And I guess for that, 87.
And to me, folks, I'm going to start off by saying the problem with this wine is you never get around to ever buying it. Because even at $19, you can buy Dry Creek. Or Sagascio, or so many wines that are really, really, really good.
Just at least a step higher than this.
You're like, why wouldn't I always, always spend the extra dollar? I don't know. I mean, I always would spend the extra dollar. I would spend the extra dollar on Zanin, not because I think Zanin's that much better than this, but it's a guy that's local. And it's slightly better than this. And so you're like, so when do you ever buy this?
If you're at the restaurant and you see it and there's
nothing
better
else?
Than everything else. Yeah.
So that restaurant that exists knows about this, but doesn't buy anything else.
Well, they buy Miami.
That's a
Miami.
Really unusual restaurant. But nevertheless, I still think I like it. I like it. I think it's a well-balanced wine. Yes, the mid-palate is a little bit lacking, but the finish more than makes up for that. Like I said, the finish is worth the price of admission. It really is. And if you see it somewhere, folks, grab a bottle. Try it. you will enjoy it. And it's not a wine I would ever hesitate to recommend. It is recommended.
Yeah.
It's not recommended above other things, but it's a wine that if you buy, you are going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm going to provide this wine 88 of my points. However, it is an 86 to 88, and I am giving it top of the mark.
It is not.
It is.
Yeah, I think
You...
No.
I think someone slipped you a 20.
Maybe a 40.
This wine is not.
It is an 86 to 88, and I provided an 88 of my points. That makes it an 87.
That was Rob hitting his water bong because he's high. Yeah. And then I got high. And then
how
I
far
got
off
high.
Are you from an 88? I mean, obviously, you said you wouldn't give it
an
88.
You said 86, 87.
Yeah, between 86 and 87.
I've given it 86, 88 because I do 2 points per, well, 3 points
you
per.
You do
really.
Not.
I do.
Listen, folks,
it
this
is,
wine is fine. It is not an 88.
It is.
That's fine.
Somewhere in that range. 86 to 88, I'm providing the 88 because of the finish.
It's a good finish.
With that, the sour oak in it.
I don't find the sour oak at all. I do not agree with you guys at all. I don't notice it whatsoever.
Okay.
I just don't.
I told you many times that bong's going to affect your palate.
I do not find anything objectionable about this one. There's nothing that I find objectionable, and I really, really enjoy the lengthy, spicy finish. I really enjoy that.
I do too.
You can enjoy it more by drinking better wines, but this wine stands on its own. Mm-hmm. Would I buy it again? Like I said, probably not, because I know there's other things that would be better and there's no place to find it anyway. But I think that, like you said, Scott, change of pace. If you saw it somewhere, give it a try. It's worth it.
I mean, we're constantly at our local shops looking for little clearances and stuff.
Oh, yeah. If you saw this at $12 on Red Tag.
Holy shit, that's a great.
Buy a couple bottles of that.
Yeah.
A couple bottles.
Yeah.
Okay.
So negative. Yeah. Be positive.
This would be something I would let you drink the whole bottle of, and then you'd fall asleep on the dog bed.
Not at 14.2. I like it. Would I buy it again? I probably wouldn't get around to it, but there's so many wines like that. So.
Yeah. It doesn't stand out, but the finish does.
Yeah, the finish does.
And you gave a non-memorable wine an 88.
The finish is memorable. Yeah, because 88 is like this score where you go, my God, remember that time we had that wine? It was an 88. It's so great.
I'm more discerning with my points.
Yeah, right. You and your points. So, that being said, how many points did you award Scott and I beforehand?
I gave Scott 87.
Oh.
Nailed it.
But I gave you an 86.
You did not nail it. So, Becky said 87, 86 for me. Scott.
287s.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
It is.
No better than Becky.
2 points off.
I actually played the Russian judge on Becky. I said an 87 for you because I think everybody knew that you were going to give us an 87. Huh. And I said Becky'd give an 84. So.
Oh, me and Scott tied.
We split.
Did you?
Well, we're both
we
2 points away.
We all got two.
No, he's much further away.
No.
No, because he gave you an 87 and me an 84.
It's a three-way split.
Well.
No, you won.
How so?
You gave...
She got an 86, so that's one off. You gave an 88, so I'm one off. So that's 2 points away.
Okay.
We all were off 2 points.
So it's a three-way split?
Yeah, it's a three-way split.
Okay.
That's complicated.
Math is hard.
I know. I was going to say there's a reason.
So now the running score is Becky's 1 1/3.
Yep.
I am.
I've made this far. It's far too complicated now.
Well, so I got a half, 2.5, and a third. So that's
what?
2.83.
Anyway, folks.
and you're at 0.83.
Nobody cares.
Rob, in the end, has less than 1 point in the battle of integrity.
An 86, an 87, and an 88. All the whole gamut. Four. Lake Sonoma Winery. Recommended if you happen to see it.
Yep.
If not, don't be sad. So, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we're going to bid you adieu, say das vidanya, and see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.